Welcome to the Oh My Soul podcast. I'm Kara Smith, and we are here to get into the nitty-gritty of emotion, unapologetically unashamed of being human, feeling our way through life. So come, let's get into this. Thanks for being with us today. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Oh My Soul podcast. It is so nice to be with you today. It's nice to feel with you today, to sit with you today, cry, laugh, be as we need to be today. And there's so much moving, so much movement, so much happening within the world around us. I wonder how it feels to just sit for a second and notice what's going on in you. The deep within, the deep knowing that we all long to just hold space for. Just take a second, just a deep inhale. And just check in as you exhale. Notice the tension. Notice the emotion, notice the unresolved, unfinished conversations that you're still having within yourself. They're all welcome here today. They're all welcome to be here, to be on the table, to be seen and heard and known, just because they're valuable. My name's Kara Smith, and I'm your host, and I am in a love affair with emotions, and I hope you feel safe enough, peaceful enough to join me. Just join me. Join me on this journey today as we just jump into today's topic. You know, what are we carrying? If we pictured our internal suitcase, what do we pack in there? What do we choose to carry? And what just comes along? What's there because we want it to be there intentionally? And what's there generationally, culturally, you know, ethnically? What's there? And this is something that I feel like we can check in with all the time. But that, you know, emotional suitcase, you know, when you get on a plane, which I long to get on a plane. I love packing a suitcase. I'm pretty obsessed with packing. I'm pretty obsessed with bags, to be honest. Even becoming a mom, I'm definitely that bag lady that has the biggest bag and everything in it. And I would say to my husband, you know, do I need this? And he would look at me with like terror. I can't say no, because you'll blame me later. So I was definitely a part of that process of, I wonder, you know, what do I carry around practically? I love it. What if I need this? What if I need this third pair of sunglasses? What if I need these flip-flops? What if? And so my bags are always overweight, always heavy, always packed with just in case. And I wonder if, for us emotionally, and I know for me emotionally, that's definitely a parallel. I can pack too much. But also there's so much within us, right? The and in both. The permission, right? To not just empty ourselves and be nothing, but to know and be aware that I have rejection packed in my internal suitcase, and I also have incredible deep relationships. They're both there, they're both present. And you know, at times Do I need them both? Probably not. Do I want them both? Probably not. But one without the other. Sometimes there's not a context to fit these things in. It's not a clear-cut line of I'll just get rid of one and keep the other. Particularly in our experiences, in what we've accumulated over the years, right? And on the journeys of life, we pack a suitcase for then we are prepared for whatever is happening. And I know for my journey, I needed to be prepared when I was younger. I needed to have survival skills. And for many of you out there listening, you'll resonate in areas that apply to you where you had to be prepared. And that is a fear mode and a survival mode that, you know, I wish deeply for all of us that we didn't have to go through those things, but we have. And that's okay. There's no shame in that. It's and in both. Our history does not need to repeat itself. Our history doesn't need to define us, but it is still a part of our story. And this whole thing about an internal suitcase is I get to choose what's in there if I'm aware of it. And it's funny, I don't know if you do this, but when you're on holiday or when you, you know, go away for like, you know, a good chunk of time, the amount of pieces of clothing or things that you pack that you actually never take out of your suitcase, right? You actually never wear those things. They're just in there because potentially, if you're like me, overpacked. It's funny, my husband is not an overpacker in any way. He's so simple, simplicity. So what he takes is what he wears, and you know, that's it. And so for some of you, it will be, nah, that's not me. But for him, it's books. They might not be clothes, but he'll overpack, definitely books. And, you know, I wonder for us all, you know, where do we overpack in our internal worlds, our emotional spaces? Where do we overpack to prepare for the things that might go wrong, for the traumas that we hope don't happen again, for the abandonment or shame or neglect that we feel might go on in a moment? And this isn't conscious necessarily. It's very within the unconscious realm. And that's why, again, I just encourage you, just take a deep breath and just check in, you know, what's within me that is full of hope and joy and fun and dreaming and excitement and, you know, fear and regret and disgust and, you know, all the negative list that goes on within us. Because if we can decide, you know, I want to take this out and I want to leave that in, for our lives to feel that much lighter, I guess. There's an acceptance that can happen. There's a joy in accepting the and in both that I really believe is that sweet in-between space. My husband and I talk about this so often. The in-between, that just, it's not one or the other, it's in between. And majority of our emotional states are in between. It is when something is not quite finished and just beginning all at the same time. And I don't know about you, but there's something about packing a bag that is like that. That is, I'm preparing for the future, but I'm also in the present now trying to think of what I need. And I think it does come back down to needs. You know, if we can know what's within us, what's in these suitcases that we carry around and we unpack in front of people, whether they know it or not. And I don't know if this makes sense, but, you know, there's times when I think, oh, I've just unpacked my whole, you know, emotional process, and someone's looking at me like I've got two heads, maybe three heads. And I just think, oh man, it's like that moment when your bag bursts at the airport and all of your stuff is everywhere, and it's you're looking at that person going, poor them, they overpacked, you know, poor them. And we feel sorry for that, those explosions, and we feel, you know, slightly embarrassed for that person. And sometimes I can feel that emotionally, that someone feels embarrassed by what I've just expressed or what I'm just feeling through. But I think the thing about this journey, and I think resilience is in there, courage is in there, you know, bravery is in there, that vulnerable space. And it's not straightforward. It's not always clear cut. It's not always accepted by others. But that's not the purpose. It's for us to feel we are on this journey for the adventure. I'm packing for an adventure. I'm not just packing for a business trip. This isn't professional life. This is, I want to feel the heights and depths and excitement of this journey, and what I can feel within me, what I can take within me is what then I can give on my journey, what I can even leave, you know. My family are in Canada, I'm Canadian, and we go on trips often to visit them when we could. And I would always pack so minimally because I knew that I'd go and shop and buy loads of new things. And so my suitcase would need to have space for this. And there's something that parallels that for me in this emotive space of, what if we make space for the new? And the new isn't always the better. The new is just slightly different. I've got clothes here, there's shops here, but the adventure is finding them. The adventure is searching for them and accepting those things and packing them. And, you know, this metaphor is, you know, labored. I get you. But stay with me, you know. There is something about what do we carry on our shoulders, what do we carry within us. And if we can't access that, then how then can we share our life if we don't know what we have access to? And whether that is the depths of shame and fear and isolation, or probably and... the dreams and desires and intimacy and affirmation that you want to give someone, but you can't access it for yourself. So then there is no way we can give it. There is no way we can really be able to reach down into ourselves and say, here's a gift, it's me. Here's a gift, it's what I really think, it's how I really feel. And of course, there are beautiful boundaries within that of who you do that with and who you don't. And I think the journey ebbs and flows and the seasons do change of who that is with and how you do that. And I would really encourage you to think about who that is with, and that it's not actually with everyone in the world, and that's really okay. But again, you know, are you the type of person, like my husband, who gets to the new place, who arrives, you're off the plane, you get to the Airbnb, you pop your bag on the bed, and you start unpacking, you start making yourself at home. You start settling in, letting these things that you have chosen to travel with, and even some things you probably haven't chosen to travel with, you know, some things sneak on board, trauma sneaks on board, you know we've been through things, but we don't always know the depths of it, all those things, depression, you know, the painful stuff, anxiety, panic, all of those things, we desperately spend our lives trying to get rid of them, but they sometimes carry on, right? And as we unpack these bags, do we hide some things in the bag? Do we keep them in there? You know, zip them up, put them in the closet, know that they're kind of eating away at us? Or do we choose to bring it all out to the people that we really care about, to the ones we know who won't look at us with two heads, who will accept and embrace and not fix, but just be. And those people are diamonds. So, you know, when you find them, trust them. And I say that as someone who works through trust issues many, many and long. But I encourage you, you know, when you have those safe spaces, that sweet Airbnb to unpack, choose it, put yourself in the way of it, whether that's a counselor, whether that's a friend, you know, allow yourself the worth, you know, to know what's in your suitcase, the and in both, the dress that you know looks amazing and you want to wear it on holiday, and the old grubby PJs that no one ever sees, you know, whatever that looks like for you. There is a sweet space, an in-between called the and in both, and whatever you're carrying in your suitcase, I'd encourage you, you know, acknowledge them, acknowledge it all. Because if we can acknowledge it, we can access it. And if we can access it, then it can become a gift. It can become an experience or something that we can then draw from to live our lives, not draw from because we are desperate and alone. In a space that scares us, but actually an adventure, that you can pack a bag and know that there's and in both in there. There's good and there's complex. And if you're anything like me, those of us who feel too much, welcome. Welcome, because it's never too much. It's always proof of life. When the graph goes up, beep, and comes down, beep. That's a proof of life. So I encourage you, feel deeply, acknowledge and access those things. And that can look really practical, you know, that can look really like something creative or, you know, exercise, moving your body, cooking, having friends around, going for a beautiful walk. You know, it can look practical how you export and how you accept these beautiful ands and boths. It can be you wake up feeling that heavy feeling again and it hasn't shifted. And you take that deep breath and you put your feet on the ground and you take a glass of water and you just decide, this water is for life. And it can be as small as that, or it can be as big as that. However that hits you, however this finds you, may you feel an acknowledgement of what you carry. I just want to say, I see you. And if the bag is heavy, I see you. And if the bag is super light, I see you. Take a deep breath. And know that you, as you are, nothing added, nothing taken away, is enough.